YouTube channel. I am super excited, as you can see from my energy, even though it's a Saturday night. And I should probably be watching Netflix or K-drama or just like anything. But I was like, why not sit here, make videos and do something that I really, really love. And so that I could just schedule it later and do all of that thing. Because in quarantine season, you're not always pumped, happy and excited to literally sit down and do the work. So that's my little tip to start your quarantine season in the right way. And I hope that you've acclimatized well with the quarantine season, because nobody is even realizing that summer is full on here, and we're just like, oh, quarantine. But like, yeah, okay, that was my mini rant before we start this video. But okay, so in this video, what I really, really, really wanted to discuss was how and why and what, like all of those questions when it comes to believing in your product, service, and all of those things. So without further ado, let's just get started. Okay, so things that I really want to discuss in this video are why believing in your product is such a must and not just a question, or not just like a second priority or a third priority when it comes to selling and being in the market and being a business owner. Because till the time you don't really believe in your product, like for example, let me just give you an example again. If I am selling these to you, and I myself, I'm not convinced enough that this is going to be a good product for you. It's going to help you stay productive, write down notes, write down songs, probably sketch if you want to, probably do your schoolwork, or all of those things. If I don't really understand, and if I don't really believe in its utility or functionality, I can absolutely never sell it to you. And if I cannot make the sales for something, which is basically my product, my service, or anything of that sort, right? I will be a fool saying that I'm really into this business of making sales. Because till that time, you are not proud of X, Y, Z, and A, B, C, and D, E, F. Well, you can never sell it. So if you were a makeup artist and you feel like, oh my God, putting on makeup could just be like not so good, right? Then in your makeup videos, it will just show. If you are, let's say, into book reviewing and you feel like reading books is just like too much, overrated, and like that's really not a cool thing or a cool habit to do, well, that would really start to show in your content. Here's the fun part of it. Firstly, you will feel the guilt. Secondly, your audience will feel the energy. They can sense the energy. And thirdly, it will all go like all over the place. It will be a bad, 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 bad mess, right? And all of these times, if you really feel like, you know, I just don't feel enough, good enough to like stand up there, sell my product, be sure of it, here's what you're supposed to do. And let me just say it in a very, very, very simple manner so that you can just literally pick up the algorithm from this video and repeat it, a dry repeat it all the damn time. Whenever you feel underconfident, whenever you're not sure if you are into the right market, right sales industry, when it comes to your product, because till the time you're not proud of it, well, the sales, the numbers, the money, all of that will not grow. And I know that. In there, I worked with clients, I have seen it all the damn time, that till the time a person XYZ XYZ is not proud of what they do, they're never able to make sales. And let me tell you why they're not able to make sales, because they have this blockage which says, I am off, don't buy from me. I am not good enough, don't buy from me. I'm not an expert, just don't even buy from me. Go to the next shop. And literally what you do is that you warm up the client good enough, make it a hot client, make it like a really hot sales lead, and you literally pass it on to your competitor like this. This is exactly what you do when you're not proud, when you're not confident, when you're just not into the sales machinery. And just don't step out being underconfident, because not only are you hurting your business, you are hurting yourself, your reputation, and all of the days that will follow after that, because internet can be a messy place, especially when you're not in control of things, right? And when you are a business owner, it really, really matters whatever your thoughts are, whatever your actions are, whatever steps you take, because a lot of people are really looking at you, not to scare you or not to make you feel like, oh my god, I can't do anything because everybody's looking at me, but people are looking up to you, because when you say I am a business owner, a lot of people really want to do the same things and they're looking up to you. A lot of people really want to buy from you, and they might just have some questions and they're looking at you. A lot of people you don't even know are judging you, are looking at you, and all of that. Until the time you're not your best self, and until the time you don't really believe in yourself, it just shows. So if I was not confident about this video, it would have showed, right? I am super confident right now, and it just shows in the video, because my energy is way up, 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 and it just shows. It just shows. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you smile, the way your pauses are, the kind of content that you come up with, the kind of conversations that you have in the DMs, everything literally maps back to the kind of confidence that you have with your product, or the kind of insecurities that you have with your product. It could be the pricing, it could be the color, it could be the functionality, it could be the way it's made, it could be the process, it could be probably one of your decisions didn't go right, and now that's just like this icky thing. So here is the algorithm that I really want you to dry run again and again and again and again. If you're feeling underconfident, if you're feeling like, oh my god, if you're feeling like, I am just not sure about where I am, where I stand, if I should continue, if I should change, in all of those things. And let me know if you're ready, because if you're ready, here is the exact algorithm that you want to drive on. Firstly, does it make you happy? Or does a sale or like a transfer looks more of like a desperate thing that you're asking for? If it makes you happy, then you're never going to be desperate. But if you're desperate, that's probably because you still have resistance. You still feel like you're not good enough. And if you feel like you're not good enough, well, then let me just tell you, it will show again. And it will keep showing till the time you're not very confident. Now, again and again and again and again, before you skip this video, let me just tell you that it's okay to be a beginner, because I am still a beginner. I still fumble, I still show up, when I'm like not so very confident. A lot of times I won't even put up a video after I spend so much time editing it, making it, scripting it, and all of those things, right? But the more important part is, if you still feel like you're just not good enough after all your trials, and if you just cannot stop comparing yourself, and if you just cannot see how far you've come, what all you've achieved, and if you still don't make any progress after all this time, energy, love that you've spent into a niche, into a product, into a business, well, then probably it's not you, but maybe the market isn't ready for it. And that's something that happens to so many people. If the timing isn't right, if the market isn't ready to accept your product or service, it could be that even though your idea is like on point, is perfect, it's just the greatest idea ever, because you're targeting the wrong kind of market, you will never be able to really make the sale. And then again, you will be like, oh my god, I don't really believe in my product. And then you will again go down this tunnel. So the best way to understand whether or not you're really confident about your product is to look at your sales, is to look at the kind of market that you're serving, is to look at the kind of growth that market has happened, to look at your growth. Now again, this is not the only parameter that I want you to look at. I mean, sales is not everything. Sales just does not depend on how good the product is. Could be a lot of other things as well. I mean, for a product to be good and sales to be good equally is not really the formula here, and that's not something that I teach to my clients, because to be honest, there's so many more things, and especially when it's coronavirus and with all of these different kind of thoughts that people are having and all of that, it is really not the best kind of parameter. The best kind of parameter would be to understand how much your audience is really asking you. It does not matter if they're not buying from you, because a lot of buying behaviors are really changing right now due to so many things that I know you can list because you've done your market research and all of those things. But if you haven't, make sure that you check out how COVID is impacting your business and how you can really deal from all of that by doing some really good mindset work, which I will put a video on soon if that's something that you're interested on. But before I even move on to the next topic, I really want you to understand that sales and your idea being good and your product being good are not like an equation. So don't judge yourself according to that. What you could be judging yourself according to is how much you've grown. It could be the number of likes, or it could be the number of growth that you've seen on probably on social media. Not again the likes or the followers, just the engagement rate, just the people you've had conversations with, really good conversations, DMs, phone calls, emails, chats, and all of those things, right? Because again, followers can be bought, likes can be bought, comments can be bought, shares at the other time, and bookmarks are again a really good parameter to judge yourself on. So yeah, sales is not the only good thing. When you love something and you're really, really standing behind it with all of your energy, that thing is going to explode. And this is such an important fact, because every single time I see one of my clients struggling with her product and she's like, oh my god, Nashuta, I'm just not sure if I'm in the right industry, if I'm in the right place, and all of those things, I'm like, relax. Just like, literally chill yourself down, take a notebook and a pen, and do this exercise. Are you able to sell that to probably a family member, or probably your lover, or probably a friend? Can you explain to them why that product or service can change their life, can be really, really good to them? It doesn't matter what kind of an industry you're in, because you will obviously find the correct kind of people once you really know how to talk about the features, you really know about what to talk about and what not to talk about. Of course, a very important part that really plays in here is the data abstraction. And if you're not from the computer science area, you'll probably not understand what data abstraction is. So go Google it out, because that is one of the good things that I learned from the concepts of OOPS. Again, something that you will not know if you're not a computer science student. So yes, run this algorithm, okay? Sales will never be equal to how good or bad your product is, because it really, again, depends on the buyer behavior and your marketing. And your marketing always depends on how proud you are of your product, because if I am really proud of something that I sell, I will talk about it more. The more I talk about it, the more people will see it. The more people will see it, the more chances, the more likelihood I create of sales, and the more likelihood I create, well, probably down the line, if I am doing all the mindset work, the sales will happen. And yes, before I just close down this video and wrap up this video, I really want to talk about one more important thing. It's not always the strategy part that works. It's not always that what you see is like the end of your imagination, or should be the end of your imagination. It really, really also depends, and I would say a lot of things really depend on the way you perceive them. So if you feel like if you've had a bad month of sales and you should literally shut down your business and just cry for the rest of your life, well then you should not have ever chosen the entrepreneurial way of life, because that's really not how it works. You cannot shut it down, you cannot just give up on things if you've not had a good month of sales. All of that really again maps back to the fact that you're not ready, that you're not very confident, that you're not very happy about the way you know you feel about the product or money or transaction, or you don't really know how to talk to people. All of those things that you should, again, they don't really come comfortably to a lot of people, and that is the reason it's so important to test run again and again. It's so important to do what you're best at and to outsource all of the other activities. So if you're not really great at marketing, if you're not really the best person to bring in leads, to bring in sales, well, probably take a moment and think about how you can get better at it. And if you do have the resources, if you do have the money and all of that, go out and outsource it. And that is something that I really also want to discuss in this video, is that mindset plays a bigger role than you and I can here understand. If you believe you can do XYZ, you can do it, right? So even if you've had a bad year of sales, and then you take down notes and you really prepare all these mind maps and spider webs and take surveys and just look at what is going wrong. It could be that the product is really good, but the way you handle customers and all of those consumers is really bad. Probably you need to reiterate the kind of formula that you're making, or probably your strategies no longer work. Probably people have never heard about your testimonials, and that's the reason it's not working. So always know what's working and what's not working, and always be grateful for what's working and reiterate what is not working. And now I'm just feeling like I talked about so many things in this video. So I really hope that this made sense for you, because believing in your product or your service or your business is so important to make sense. You just cannot make sales without believing in it. You just cannot make sales if you feel like I am too cool and people should come up to me, because that's not how business happens. And that's it for this video. I'll see you all in the next one. Bye bye.